Your work week is over.
The plant called and said if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
Woohoo! 4-day weekend.
This is The Last Word, the off-season home of the Colts, with Jeffrey Gorman and Matt Taylor.
Welcome into The Last Word. Right here on 93.5, 107.5, The Fan. Every Friday night, we're brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Make every moment more. My name is Jeffrey Gorman. I'm joined today by Showcase, Casey Valier.
Yeah.
Matt Taylor not here today.
Not here. He took a little vacation to good old Arizona.
Yeah, I heard he went up to Burning Man to do a little camping in the desert and do some hallucinogenics and whatnot. Isn't that what the kids do?
I don't know about that. You know, it's funny. Being here in Indiana, everybody always laughs. They're like, everybody always goes south.
Yeah, right.
And Matt was like, I'm bucking the trend. I'm going west.
Going way west,
so he
baby.
Went way west.
Watch the scorpions out there, Matey. Watch the Scorpions. All right, basketball is everywhere. Obviously, Purdue coming up in a little bit. We just heard JMV. He's got a raucous environment down to coaches. Getting ready for this thing because basketball is key. But we are going to talk some football, Casey.
That we are. A busy, busy time. I mean, free agency, we're, a week and a half into it, I guess, now at this point because it started last Wednesday. So, you know, all the dotted lines have officially been signed. You know, we heard the tampering period is over. So now you're starting to kind of make sure and see what these teams are starting to look like.
Chris Ballard went in hardcore for Tyquan Lewis, Rigoberto Sanchez, Grover Stewart. I mean, you know, we're talking Kenny Moore, who we're going to hear from up here in just a couple of minutes. Don't want to miss that one. Kenny gets real on this one, talks about his love of Indianapolis, being back here, where he's at in his career, and obviously what the fan base means to him. But, again, with Ballard signing Trey Sermon, the running back recently, Jannard Avery, and brought in a couple outside guys.
He did. I mean, Raekwon Davis, the defensive tackle, is a mammoth of a human being. And then Joe Flacco signed today. Joe Flacco, you got a new backup quarterback in. He also got, you know, guys like Danny Pinner brought back, a guy who's come in to spot start, whether it be at guard or at center. You mentioned Jannard Avery, a guy we probably haven't seen much of. He got hurt last year at camp, another big body
talented
on the defensive
kid,
line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Taven Bryan, some good depth. So, you know, it's one of those things you hear the outside noise that he hasn't done anything. Well, you look at the amount of guys he's signed or re-signed, it's been a busy offseason for the Colts.
Players are out there still, Case, and this thing's not ending up until the draft. You see any splash moves Ballard taking from here on out?
Yeah, you look at that safety spot's probably an area you need to address, whether that be in the draft or there's still a handful of them out there in free agency. It's one of those things where with the secondary, it hasn't really been tapped into in free agency. There's a lot of guys still remaining when you look at the list, and it's a very important spot for every team.
You think?
But you're kind of waiting for those dominoes to fall because there's still some pretty big names out there, whether that be cornerback or safety. So I wouldn't say splash move maybe, but there are some big names out there that could relatively give you a pretty big splash if the Colts do it.
Yeah, so if you want to have some fun, go to Colts.com. They always have their mock drafts up there. They go around the nation, the football writers everywhere. Yeah. They cover it and see who they like. A lot of cornerbacks. People are picking cornerbacks for the Colts at 15. But, again, we don't know what Chris Ballard to do. Does he move up? Does he move back? Does he want more picks? You know him. He likes a stock cupboard when it comes to draft picks.
And, you know, it's one of those things where the draft, they always keep that pretty close to the chest. So you don't know which way they're rolling. We know that, I'm not trying to put words into his mouth, but he did mention at the combine that having a quarterback who, you know, all the belief right now is that Anthony Richardson's the guy, and having that on a rookie contract, it gives you some flexibility.
Hey,
let's stay there for a minute. Okay.
Let's stay there for a minute.
All
Joe
right.
Flacco, big splashy signing.
Yeah.
We talked about it and stuff like this. Guy been around, won a Super Bowl, 39 years of age. Obviously knows this game. He's been playing it for
half
of his adult life at the highest level, older than Shane Steichen.
Yeah.
But that move, Casey, is it more important for the move of his play on the field in case something happens to the number one, Anthony Richardson? Or is this a more important move off the field when it comes to the progression of the career of Anthony Richardson, learning, not behind a guy, but learning side by side, shoulder to shoulder with Joe Flacco on everything from reading defenses to how to handle yourself as a professional?
See, this is kind of twofold for my answer on this. I think if you ask me this time last year, it's more for just what he can bring off the field. But I think what you saw with his time in Cleveland, he still has some stuff that he can sling it around out there, and he can still give you some meaningful minutes and time if you need it. So I think it's a really good signing for both perspectives, because You mentioned the career he's had. I mean, he's seen a handful of different offenses, which is a good thing. It's not like he's been in just one spot, so he's been able to adjust the different offenses. He's been there. He's seen it. He's played in a Super Bowl. He's won a Super Bowl, so he's been a lot of that. But then also what you saw last year, you know, he kind of came in to be a veteran, and then, hey, you're thrust into this spot where you got to play, so he can still play. So I think it kind of gives you both sides of that coin, and I really liked what we saw out of Gardner Minshew a year ago because he was able to give you the experience of the Shane Steichen offense and also if you needed him to go out there and play. So I think Joe Flacco is more of that veteran, hey, I can kind of help you get through the grinds of what the grueling NFL season is, but also if you need to throw me in there, we got still something left to give.
And plus he's coming off the shoulder injury, so these OTAs coming up pretty quickly after the draft is happening, so the Colts are going to need a leader at the
100%.
Quarterback position. Don't know where Anthony's going to be at that part of his rehabilitation, but we will find out. Joe Flacco, welcome to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
All right, good job. Casey Valier is here. I'm Jeffrey Gorman. Don't forget, Behind the Colts is happening. Okay, let me talk to you a bit about this. Building on the success with the next pick, the Colts Productions will expand the offseason documentary-style programming with a new behind-the-scenes series called simply Behind the Colts. We saw first episode just the other day. Never seen before footage. They were traveling in to work with Shane Steichen, getting his
cool
idea. Yeah, it was really cool. You want an inside look, something you haven't seen, take a look behind the curtain of the latest one. You're going to find out a lot about Shane Steichen and the upcoming stuff getting ready for the draft going on. It's going to be great. And I'll tell you what, an award-winning series that is happening. You guys can find it everywhere on social media as well as Colts.com. And it's coming up, man. Next one will be released the Monday before the NFL draft. What's the date on that, Case?
That is April 22nd, the Monday of the NFL draft, so late April.
So a lot coming up before this NFL draft. Obviously, it starts with Behind the Colts. Be sure to check that out. Now, when we come back, we're going to sit down with Kenny Moore, and you're not going to want to miss this one. This one was real. This one was raw.
Very
much so.
This one
was emotional. This one was about a guy and his career from here on out, where he is at this point of his career. Some have called him the best nickel guy in the league for quite some time now. Kenny got emotional during this interview.
That he
talked
did.
About how much he loves Indianapolis and obviously the fan base. So you're not going to want to miss it. It's coming back in a few minutes. Don't forget Purdue Grambling State later on tonight, but we're going to talk some football first. This is The Last Word, 93.5, 107.5, The Fan.
Welcome back to The Last Word, the off-season radio home of the Indianapolis Colts from the Indiana Union Construction Industry Radio Studio.
Welcome back. The Last Word right there. I'm watching Casey Valier play some air guitar right now. Who we got here, Case?
So this is Coheed and Cambria, the song called Welcome Home. I don't know much of their catalog.
Sounds like a cigar,
not a bad. I'll give you that.
Never heard of them.
So you gave me the task this week of, hey, come up with some music, and I'll give you a little explanation for it. So I played college baseball, and this was my intro song.
Oh, okay, your walk-up song.
You know, it didn't nearly live up to the bass line, the drumming, because my baseball okay. But that was the song. That one, if I want like a good pump up song, I always go with that.
Casey,
one.
Casey, you'd have been playing at the show if just a couple of things went your way other than finding some athleticism,
there's
coordination,
all of it, all of the intangibles.
Quicks.
I didn't have any of it.
Man, you had it. But I'll tell you what, somebody who does have some quicks, that is Kenny Moore, the longtime defensive back for the Colts. He loves his place, recently signed up for the extension. Not going to want to miss this one. It's a great one. Kenny Moore right here. JJ Stankovic and Matt Taylor. Take it away, guys.
A sharp-dressed man for a big occasion. Kenny Moore is with us here on set in the studio. Along with JJ, I'm Matt Taylor. Kenny, this is awesome, man, to have you back for year number 8 and beyond with the Indianapolis Colts. You've been here since 2017. Has that set in that you're coming back to a place that, I mean, I know it didn't technically start here, but you've been here for a majority of your career, needless to say, and how special is it to come back to this place that you're so familiar with?
Very special, very special. I'm ready to get back at it. Talked to a lot of teammates over the last couple of days, and glad we can scratch it in today and get back to the boys in blue.
You know, before we started here sitting on this podcast, you just had a great embrace with Rigoberto Sanchez. Right, you've been here since 2017. Same with him, Grover Stewart. I mean, this goes back to Chris Ballard's first year on the job, right? His first draft class, his first major acquisition period, bringing core guys that are still here. When you think about your time and your journey with the Colts since 2017, how have you personally grown, not only just as a player on the field, but the type of guy that you are? Can you kind of compare and contrast just your personal journey since you've been with this club?
I think as I've gotten older, there's been more and more to deal with, to be able to keep going, to be able to play at a high level. You know, every single season is his own story.
Mm-hmm.
And just all the things that I've endured, my family have endured, just, you know, changing friends to, you know, having more money, something like that, or, you know, wanting to do more in the city, wanting to grow personally or individually to a certain, you know, brand or, you know, the foundation, whatever it is, just being able to handle everything, you know, at 21, whenever I got here, 22 years old, you know, I wouldn't have been able to handle such. So,
right.
To be able to, I don't know, just, you know, have that mental capacity to being able to take in, you know, everything that has happened to this point, not trying to do everything myself, having people around me that I trust, people that I love. So
means a lot to you, right? There's no doubt.
I'm not supposed to cry today. Not really good.
I mean, this is a moment of reflection, though, right? I mean, these are, you know, what you're pausing for is just how important this is, what this means to you, and how much this has earned.
Kenny, when you think back to the years you've had here, and, you know, maybe what's to come, but what's been a moment that sticks out to you that you had in Indianapolis with the Colts, whether it's been on the field, off the field, through your career here?
I've had a lot of moments in Indianapolis.
You have.
I think about it. First thing I think about, you know, the second contract, 2019, I was able to, you know, retire my mother. Second moment is, you know, my relationship with the Garvey family. You know, we're all familiar with that family and what,
sure,
you know, I've brought to their family and vice versa, what they've brought into my life and my family as well. Three.
Couple pick sixes in there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to go on the field, I mean.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, those are great.
Countless of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in all, just a lot of priceless moments that I want to go back and live again.
So I asked that because when people have asked me about, like, hey, man, you know, tell me about Kenny Moore the second. I'm like, I think about you running out of the tunnel with Mighty Mason in 2019. I think about in 2021, the emotion that Coach Reich had when he announced you as a Pro Bowler, the last guy, lightning in a bottle, and the whole team going nuts. And then I think about the second pick six against Carolina. Just, like, incredible moments that you've had here. I mean, it's been an incredible career, and I'm just excited that we get to see it.
I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to many more moments to come to, not only just for me, my family, this organization, my teammates. Honestly, I'm just ready to all do it, you know, together.
Ready to roll, it sounds like, Kenny Moore. And I got to ask you this. Here's what I like about this young man. You and I have seen his career just develop from
a
guy coming over from New England after he was cut there. Chris Ballard scooped him up. And then watch this guy become sort of a locker room leader. He's a lead by example guy, but if you look over in that corner of the locker room case, all the young guys are always around Kenny's locker.
You're not kidding there. You know, he's one of those, he's those prime examples of, it doesn't matter where you come from, mm-hmm. they'll find you.
Sure.
And if you put in the work, you'll get rewarded for it. And I mean, you don't think about these roster claims, you know, when it's late in training camp or, you know, the season starts, you've got your 53-man assembled, and then there's one guy here or there, you're toying with the roster to make it. You don't really think about that back-end roster guy, but Kenny Moore was that guy in 2017, and this is now his third contract signed with the Colts. Yep. So that is something there that you cannot overlook that.
I mean, it's very been few guys get three contracts 100%. In the NFL,
I mean, impressive career, impressive individual, very, very happy for Kenny.
And Belichick, thanks for your mistake. We took him, and I know you're grinding yourself right now. How did we let Kenny Moore get away? But Hey, look for great things out of number 23. And also be sure to check out the latest on the Colts Audio Network, featuring the official Colts podcast. While you're there, check out this week's Inside the Draft with Garrick Padel of CBS Sports, diving into draft possibilities for the Colts and what the expectations are of Anthony Richardson entering year two from a national perspective. It's the Colts Audio Network, available on YouTube, Colts.com, Colts mobile app, and wherever you download your podcast. And don't forget, the Colts have teamed up once again with Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, recognizing school teachers, administrators, nurses, staff members, all who go above and beyond for their students, their schools, and their communities. You can nominate your classroom quarterback today. Go to Colts.com/classroom quarterbacks. When we come back, Case, we're going to give you the Forum Credit Union question of the week regarding the future Hall of Famer announcing that he is retiring. I think I know who that is.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Aaron Donald. Also, Casey, I call him Showcase. He's going to give us his Hollywood story we haven't heard. This is called Casey's Hollywood Moment.
Oh, boy.
I can't wait
oh,
for
boy.
This. I hope your family's listening. We got a whole lot more coming up here on 93.5 and 107.5 The Fan.
If you can't get enough Colts talk, this is your show. This is The Last Word, the off-season home of the Colts from the Indiana Union Construction Industry Radio Studio.
Welcome back to The Last Word, 93.5, 107.5 The Fan. We're listening into the elegant tunes of John Tesh.
Yes.
John Tesh. For you youngsters out there, he used to host like Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, he did.
Or
yeah.
Something like that, a Hollywood show. And he's the same guy, you know, got the coiffed hair. He used to have a long in the back, you know, short in the front. He had that mullet going for a long time. And all of a sudden we find out he can make this type of music. The NCAA and CBS says, hey, it's ours.
The thing that I love about, I heard a story on him coming up with this song, and he came up with this, like, he was in a taxi, and the way that he would record these things is he would send himself a voicemail back to his, you know, his old, you know, at his house, the voicemail, and he would hum this so that he knew it. So he said he still has a recording of him humming that from his from the taxi cab, the original.
Let me hear you. Like, can you hum it for us?
I mean, I'm sure it's a lot better from him, but I'm like, the thought of that, you come home and you're listening to yourself humming a song, like that would be, I would never be able to come up with something like that.
Good
I just think that's
him.
Funny. I
hey,
think
it's
that's
probably
really, really
paid
funny.
Pretty well over the last 25 years, whatever the flip it is, because it's, you hear that song, you know it's that time of year. All right, we are The Last Word, brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Make every moment more. Proud sportsbook partner of your Indianapolis Colts. We're also brought to you by our friends at Meijer. Meijer is the official supercenter of the Colts and proud sponsor of hundreds of local sports teams across the Midwest. Time now for the Forum Credit Union question of the week before we get to Casey Valier's Hollywood Minute. We call him Showcase during that time. You better be ready for this one, Case.
Oh boy.
But we got a couple of good ones here.
I'm
ready?
Nervous.
This week, Aaron Donald announced he's retiring from the NFL. He is one of the greatest players, bottom line,
absolutely,
to ever play in the NFL. He simply said, I'm full.
Yeah.
I'm full.
Yeah.
I'm full. I'm not going to put myself, my body, my mentals through the grind that it is. I've accomplished everything I want to do. He's got the hardware on his ring.
Yes.
I mean, unbelievable. But listen to this. He is one of only two players in NFL history to play at least 10 seasons and get selected into the Pro Bowl in each of those 10 seasons. Can you name the other player? And the thing is, this is funny because obviously Aaron Donald, defensive gem that he is, I'll give you a little hint. It's an offensive player on the other side. I happen to know this one because I was born and raised outside of Detroit, Michigan.
Okay,
there's a hint.
So I'm going to go with.
I'm not talking
with
about Scott Mitchell here either. All right,
I'm going to go. Well, I mean, Calvin Johnson would have been a name, but
Calvin could be.
But I don't think he played 10 years. So yeah. I think I'm going to go with Barry Sanders.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay. Barry Sanders, obviously one of two players in NFL history, play 10 seasons and get selected to a Pro Bowl each of them. Aaron Donald, so glad that you're gone. But it was fun watching you work against other people, not us. Visit the Forum Credit Union fan forum section of Colts.com. You can interact with other fans online, post a topic, participate in various discussions regarding your Colts. Forum Credit Union, helping members live their financial dreams. I've been waiting for this one. We got basketball coming up. Casey, you're a Purdue nut. You got this big game coming up against
that
Grambling
we do.
State. Don't pull a Kentucky against Oakland against these guys. Go take care of business. But this is the Hollywood Minute featuring Showcase, Casey Valier. Give me something. What do you got?
Okay, so about a month ago, I realized that you and I share affinity for one movie, Scarface.
Oh, love Scarface.
I had no idea that you like Scarface nearly like me.
I can quote that movie.
So go for it.
You can put me here. You can put me there. I don't care. Anything you do to me, Castro's already done, okay? Okay?
It's pretty good. I mean, Tony Montana is in the studio with me here.
I'm not going to shoot you, Frank. Manolo, shoot that piece of bleep. I could go on and
I love it.
Give me it. Showcase the Hollywood Minute.
So at the time of Star Wars, Al Pacino had done Godfather. Yeah. He had done Godfather Part Two. He had done Serpico. Star Wars came out. They pitched it to him. He was, you know, he's in everything. Ooh-ha. And he turns it down for Han Solo. And that is where Harrison Ford got his break. He was casted instead of Al Pacino. He turned it down. Harrison Ford gets Han Solo and turns into Harrison Ford. He had done like small things. He was in American Graffiti.
Yeah.
But for the most part, he was just an extra. He was just a guy. You know, and Al Pacino has always claimed that he gave Harrison Ford his career.
Well, he did. Don't claim it. How about that? I don't know if I'd like him in the Han Solo role.
Harrison Ford was so perfect in that.
But
agreed.
These actors are great.
I mean.
That's the Hollywood
Minute. How about that?
I figured, showcase.
I figured that kind of hits an area where we both appreciate Al Pacino's career, but he could have been Han Solo.
Good for you. I like
forever
that.
Changed.
Like, folks, take that tidbit with you to the barbecues this weekend.
Yeah.
You can use it.
There you go.
Call it your own. Showcase value right there. Appreciate it. Give me the final of tonight's game really quick. Purdue's taking on Grambling State, Case.
Right now, they're favored by 27, so I'm going to go Purdue 80, Grambling State 52.
Boilermaker
up.
Or no, boiler up.
Boiler up. Let's go.
Hey, appreciate the time for sitting in for Matt Taylor. That is Casey Valier. I'm Jeffrey Gorman. This is The Last Word. Every Friday night, getting you ready for what is coming up next on the NFL schedule. That is the draft right around the corner. Coming up next here on 93.5 and 107.5, The Fan, it is ESPN Radio. We'll talk to you next week.